This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Don Burton and Dennis McCamick for the 10th Annual Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Hunt. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Fine, thank you.
Fine, Tobin.
And nice we are here to talk about, it's hard to believe, Don, 10th Annual Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Hunt. What's your... How are you feeling now, 10 years on this successful endeavor?
Yeah, I think the best way to describe my feelings over the 10 years is that it continues to amaze me. This whole hunt concept from day one has been a real blessing to me and my family. I know getting to work with Dennis McCamick. And then the fun we have out there for 3 days, it helps Sally and I keep our son's memory alive. We get to give a lot of money away in the spring at Honors Night there at Hillsborough High School. And there is some emotion. There is some sadness to it. But for the most part, it's a fun time when we get together with old friends. And, the clubhouse is just full of people for 3 days out there. It's just a lot of fun. We really look forward to it every year, and we're glad to be back for the 10th year.
Let's talk about this year's hunt. It will be held January 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Donnieback Hunting Reserve near Hillsborough. And of course, Dennis, let's grab the mic over here, my friend. Talk with us a little bit about how much preparation goes through this event, because this is not a small ordeal. This is a big ordeal.
This is a big ordeal. We start thinking about this early in October, trying to put it together, make things happen. It's amazing when you stop and count how many people it takes to make this happen. And when I talk about this, this is volunteers, by the way, that's been doing this for 10 years. We're at over 50 volunteers to make this happen. It takes Kubotas and Kawasaki mules and four-wheelers. All that's donated by friends and family. Every year they bring them to us, allow us to use them for 3 days to make this event work. But we couldn't do it without them volunteers. And yes, we start about October putting this together.
How many volunteers does it take to put this on?
I think last year we always do like a supper later on in the year for everybody that volunteered. We usually cater from Milana's Catering. I think we fed 53 people last year.
That's not bad. Don, let's turn things back over to you. 10th year, what's in store that makes this, that's going to make this special? Not that every year is not special, but normally 10's a big point right there. What's going to make this special?
Well, typically the hunt's going to stay the same. We haven't changed the cost or anything about the hunt. The hunting itself will very much stay the same. Our numbers look really good this year. I think at this point we're talking probably the most hunters we've ever had. And I think I can safely say that at this point, a couple weeks before the hunt. The main difference this year is Sally and I wanted to upgrade the hunt a little bit this year. Instead of our normal meal of chili and hot dogs and homemade pies, the homemade pies will still be there, but we're going to have Jason Milanis come out and cater the breakfast, the lunch, and the dinner each of the 3 days. Just to kind of upgrade things a little bit on the menu. It's Sally and Dennis and Kathy and I's way of saying thank you to some of these people who have been coming out to this hunt now for 10 years, and the large majority of them have been coming for multiple years. So it's our way of saying thank you. Like I said, the cost is still the same at $100. You get the whole package for that. Sally's still going to have her chocolate pies, her cherry, and all her homemade pies and her cakes ready. Kathy always bakes for us, and there are several other gals in town that bring pies and cakes and stuff. So that's the major change. Dennis and I have talked about a few surprises, but we really haven't come to any conclusion on that yet. We just wanted to push things to the next level a little bit this year with the food, just as a way of saying thank you to everybody for coming back.
You mentioned the numbers. How many hunters are expected?
Well, right now, we're pretty solid at about 145. The best year we've ever had was last year at 152. I know that we've got some people that haven't called in yet, some people that are checking calendars. I've got a big group that's supposed to check in with me either this Friday or Monday out of Decatur. So we're anticipating going over that 152 number fairly quickly. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we don't get between 160 and 170 this year, which would pretty much come close to maxing us out, I think. I mean, we have spots all 3 days still available. Not much on Saturday, but there's a few slots there still. But Friday and Sunday, we're still wide open.
And, of course, this event has culminated and it's become larger and larger over the years. You mentioned that the proceeds will go towards the scholarships, which are handed out to the school district students, to the seniors. How much money has been handed out over the years?
Well, you know, I haven't been back and checked the last couple of years, to be real honest with you. We average somewhere between $4,500 and $6,500 a year. So let's just say at, you know, at $5,000 a year giving out, and those are in increments of $500 and $1,000 mm-hmm. scholarships. You know, we'd be. I think it's safe to say we're well over 50,000 now. And I think that's underestimating a little bit, because I know the first year we gave out 10,000, and then there have been several years in the meantime which we've given 7,500, depending upon donations. Donations typically above and beyond the hunt have come in a little bit more each year. More and more people are giving money to the cause. Every penny of proceeds goes to a student for college or vocational school or whatever. I'm going to say between 50 and 60,000 at least.
And I know from our conversation in the past, the only requirement from the scholarship winner is they have to keep in touch, whether it's an email or letter or so on and so forth. Have the students kept up over the years?
Surprisingly, you know, once you go to college or once you get out of college and you get married and you get on with your life, you have a tendency to not stay in contact, perhaps. We've probably got a half a dozen students who make contact with us every year. Ironically, they're the first ones that receive the scholarship. We don't expect something every year. We just want to know how they're doing, what they're studying, just as a way of keeping in touch with young people. Donnie was our baby, and so when he passed away, you know, empty nest immediately, overnight. And so we get a kick out of the postcards and the letters, the notes, emails. Sometimes Sally and I are told things that we would just as soon not know, to be honest with you. Sometimes, especially the gals, they get into a little more detail about their love life than I really need to, get into. But Sally enjoys it. She communicates with them on occasion as well. And we usually have a couple of scholarship winners at the hunt every year. So it's nice to see them again, too.
Dennis, we're running short on time here. Anyone with more information about the hunt, if they would like to be a part of it, what's the number or how they can be a part of this?
Well, if they want to be a part of it as on the working side to help out, to do anything like that, it would be my number at 217-556-1712. If they want to sign up for the hunt and bring a group of hunters, then they need to call Don Burton.
And that number is 217-556-6460.
All right. Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure for your time. Thank you so much for your time. And Don, congratulations on this event. It's hard to believe 10 years and still growing strong.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Don Burton and Dennis McCamick for the 10th Annual Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Hunt. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.